the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, yeah, no!
Now, is the singer have, like, long, blonde, permed hair with makeup holding, like, a cow bone?
No, man. This is like a Gorillaz music video. It's got that weird animation where everybody's kind of spaced out looking.
Uh-huh. Manga?
Yeah, this.
What's that got to do with Trump, Matthew? I said manga, Mom. It's a type of anime. I still talk to her, so, you know.
That's a passion fruit. Manga.
I'm like George Burns and Gracie Allen. He still used her in a routine years after she was gone.
God, this is almost as good as the original.
I was going to say. Find it in German. Let's see what that sounds like. Would be interesting is when you go to like a concert and one of those concerts where somebody's doing their number one hit and the whole crowd is singing, like, you know, there's maybe 50 people out of a 10,000 that can actually carry a tune in a bucket.
Yeah,
but when they sing together, that harmony is almost angelic. I mean, mm-hmm. It really is. So I would love to do an experiment. This is where we need more international friends. I would love to do an experiment where we get like 50,000 different type of people together. They should do this at the Olympics, okay?
Yes.
And pick a song that all the countries of the world knows. And then they play it and you sing it in your natural language.
Oh, just to hear the different. Okay.
I'd love to see would it sound like just hogwash, or would it sound just like some kind of oddly pitched unison?
Well, not everybody has the same words, right, in their language.
No, exactly. But with the message being the same, how did that sound? Interesting.
That was the
maybe.
Remember, that was the first thing you did when you met. If you had a foreign exchange student, you'd say, "Hey, how do you cuss in your language?"
Exactly.
Well, and we. At least with me, and I still do it to this day, and I have to like remind myself when I meet an international person, which is way better than saying foreigner because it has nothing to do with the great band.
Yeah.
International
and
people.
And they don't sing as well.
I scream at them as though they're deaf. Oh, welcome to America.
Yes.
Like, why? What is that?
I deal with a lot of people that can't speak English doing my job. And
right. Do you get callers, like, during your request show page that are, like, honest to God, like, they speaking Spanish and thinking you...
I mean, I have gotten people looking for strange things. Calling
me gusta matalaga!
Hey,
but working...
¿Cómo se dice underwear?
My other job in the public, half the people that come into stores are from other places around here. There's a lot of different people, like...
I feel like I'm about to talk to my grandpa here for a second.
No, I mean...
Just the way you led that off.
You'd be surprised.
I'm letting her
you'd
go.
Be surprised what a melting pot this is right now with all people from all...
I love
all,
the fondue.
From all over the world are here, you know?
Yes. Well, maybe we should... Yeah, anyway.
It is just be... And they always use their phone, and they'll take pictures of an item, and then they'll try to translate how much it costs, and I have to show them.
You know what?
And there's nobody speaking any English there.
I tell you what.
And, I mean, the people...
Jeff Ross is on the phone. He wants to hire you.
No, I mean, these people, God bless them, they're getting around.
You're the new Lisa Lampanelli. You really are.
Yeah, nobody speaks English.
But you know what? Like... That's cool that tech is there, because like imagine going, you know, prior to this, like you had a book, you were trying to like translate it and read it when you're, you know, and none of that was ever conjugated right, or it was even the right word. Like I learned 2 years of Spanish, went to Mexico, none of that mattered. I mean, I was like speaking like old English, from the 1600s to them.
They say it too fast.
Very.
Well, I mean,
maybe that's where the Speedy Gonzalez thing came from. You're asking about. They talk so fast.
Textbook Spanish is like, depends on your teacher who's teaching it. When I took Spanish, this teacher was from Spain, Castilian Spanish, which was a little different than other Spanish.
Yeah.
With that, ta ta ta. And I wasn't really good at that. I had to, you know, I had to learn.
Wait a minute.
Maybe add a lisp.
Do both of those separately again. It sounded like a Yugo driving by.
But I had to relearn when you speak different dialects from the same, you know.
Today we are going to learn English, and it's going to be amazing.
You have to, like, roll your R's and
you're not allowed to anymore.
Well, I don't, not down a hill. I mean, like, with your tongue.
You have to do it with your tongue.
It's been years since we rolled R's. But it does sound, and I'm a Peckerwood honky. I mean, I'm just saying this. Like, I feel like I am stealing the valor or the heritage or whatever if I do roll the R's, or like if I say Samoa, you know, like the I only know it from wrestling that it's not Samoa anymore. Uh-huh. It's Samoa.
Samoa.
But I feel like if I'm saying, see, this is such a good outlet. Because, you know, if you don't know a lot of people of other whatevers, you know, like, and I don't not want to, but I'm saying, like, it's kind of cool to, like, say, like, hey, it just feels weird to me, you know? Like, if I'm sitting there, you know, like, you remember how Vince McMahon was that time with the do-rag and the backstage and Raw? Like,
he said the word.
You don't do it. You don't do it. But when, like, the country of Turkey now is Turkey. You know, but I sound like I'm making fun of them.
Well, Kiev changed too. Like, they changed that spelling.
Spell it with a J now?
Kiev.
No, yes. It was K-I-E-V, right?
Kiev.
Yeah.
Kiev.
Now it changed. I think it's Kiev now, right?
Kiev. Like, as in Kiever Sutherland.
Yeah. They'll change it to a Q and it'll be Kiev.
Kiev. That's past tense.
I live in Kiev.
What is that? It's Paige cooking fish in the microwave. No, I think she queeved.
Oh, God. If that's the case,
almighty.
Get thee to the doctor.
Woo! Oof. Lord have mercy, woman.
I don't think I've ever microwaved.
Okay, let's not.
Fish here.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I feel like you're doing like a shoot interview, and I love it.
I have never microwaved fish here because I don't eat a lot of fish.
Yeah.
I mean, processed fish. Salmon, yes.
Yeah.
It's the most racist segment we've ever done.
It's not. See, that's the it's people like you, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
That make conversations like this, like, outlawed or looked down upon when you're just asking a simple question. And this melting pot, like, I'm for real right now, 1-800-774-0093. I'm looking for international listeners right now.
Yeah.
I just had a thought bubble pop up from the guy from the dog scan. He goes, yeah, I know that's right.
I know.
Thought bubble.
This guy's face, like the Garrett Morris.
Blame your mammy, bitch. Like, while we wait on international friends to call, play that phone scam. It's 38 seconds of pure hilarity, and it will give new listeners some kind of context when we say things like, blank your mammy, bitch, and I know that's right.
I can't stop saying it. All right, here we go.
Yeah. So worth it.
Hello?
Hey, I saw the white dog, bitch. So come and clean the my yard before I call the cops.
I don't know, mother dog, ho.
What the f***? Come clean this dog.
You clean it up, bitch. Well, I don't know, dog. I ain't gonna clean up a damn thing. And now I don't know, dog.
I saw the white dog. I'm gonna come smear the on your door. You'll clean it then, I bet.
I bet. Put you come on, I'm gonna blow your ass off, too.
You. You're gonna come clean this dog.
Your mammy, bitch.
Come clean this.
I know what else.
I know that's right. Off.
She never said she was gonna shoot me.
No. She's gonna blink your ass off. Which, who knows what that means? Lord have mercy, Paige. But just having conversations like that, like, what are we supposed to Google it or GPT it? Like, hey, computer, is it okay to say this? Or am I supposed to say salsa? Hey, or am I supposed to say salsa? But I feel like I'm...
Depends on who you're talking, speaking with.
Yeah, but see, that's the... You only find out if you try. And that's like a lesson in life. I mean, but certain things you don't want to try because you, like, I tell you, I don't have a main bone in my body. In Fat Boy, no, I don't want one. He always offers every time
I
say.
He's going to give you a mean bone.
But I try, when I talk about things, I talk about like a lot of things, but never any way of, you know, any kind of way to demean. And you only find out unless you ask. But this tendency to rely on Google to tell us. Mm-hmm. Is that's weird.
Yeah, it's a crutch.
Because you don't want to go to your, hey, man, I heard, and you know, this was a thing the other day, and I had to respond to the email about it. I called myself a retard the other day on the show. I did. I called myself.
Is that appropriate?
I can call myself that. I defended myself with that. It's like, I can call myself that.
You just can't do the voice.
There's no voice. There's no voice.
Can you call yourself that?
I did, and so because bad. By the, you know, so, but this the defensiveness of just, I don't know, it causes the lack of communication to just stop and make people go into their corners, and you don't ever know the answer.
Can you call yourself a slur, like using that logic?
I was going, you know,
hey ho.
Well, that's not really probably what he was thinking, Paige. But I now that's something I would, you know, I would, yeah, I wouldn't do that. No,
you could have had a lot to pick from.
Yeah, I wouldn't. You know, do that.
You're assuming the worst.
But again,
you could have picked the fun one.
The person was like, hey, you know, I was like, I can.
Could have picked one that rhymes with the sink or anything else. Like I don't know.
My dad would say this. He said, I can say what I want to about my kids, but you can't.
That's the rule.
Well, I mean, I get that.
So I can say whatever I want to about myself. Like, who am I defending or offending other than myself and my mom and daddy in heaven? Mm. Probably my grandkids and my daughter.
So we got a call, but you might have to help me out with it because I don't know if it's real.
I'm sorry, I don't have the screen open. Is it going to be someone calling to complain?
I don't think so, but I was trying to figure out the voice. It's Joe. From overseas.
Oh, God.
All right, Joe.
That's where
I love it.
Joe.
Hey, Joe.
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 Yes.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Did Fat Boy write down from overseas, or that's what you said?
That's what I said.
Okay. May I ask, from what country?
I don't know if I should say that, but that's okay. I'm from Portugal.
Okay. What would be the alertness there to maybe not say Portugal? Like,
are you on the run? Somebody looking for you?
I'm just curious.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Here's the thing. I love America. You know, I've only country I've ever lived in, and. You know, it's silly to say, why wouldn't anyone else want to come here? And I don't know much about Portugal. It looks very pretty.
Full of Lisbons.
It's
beautiful.
A lot of white buildings, I know. I've seen those in photos. But what brought you here to the States, Joe?
A long story, man. I came to work on a cruise ship.
Oh, nice.
Okay. So they would dock in Charleston. You live there? Or?
No, Port Canaveral.
Oh, Florida. Okay.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Port Canaveral.
And then
Lord.
I met my wife, and she's from over here. She's a traditional Thunder girl from South Carolina.
Yeah.
Aww.
I reckon.
I love you. She's got the vernacular.
Okay, I feel more comfortable now because I thought it was somebody putting on a voice, but he sounds real like Portuguese.
Now, okay, so what is. What you know, this thing we're talking about here of like putting down the walls of like talking and, you know, like if you heard me, you know, doing a Spanish impression or you know, whatever.
Spanglish.
There we go.
That's right.
Like, there you go.
Who is saying that? Where's the offense come from? Do you feel that? And certainly you're not speaking for everyone, but it's just something I think we should kind of try to figure out everybody together.
Try
hey, man, but you're supposed to know that Portuguese and Spanish are two different languages.
Yes, they are.
Portuguese is harder, right?
Portuguese is like what they speak in Brazil. You speak Spanish.
Yes.
Correct?
No, I don't. I speak Spanish because I learned Spanish, but I don't speak Spanish.
He's
I speak Portuguese.
You speak Portuguese in Portugal?
Yes.
What?
I makes no sense. Swear to God, I did not know. And Paige did because she, dude. See, this is what's good, Joe. You're teaching me now. Or not that I was teaching you anything, but like
Portuguese nuts.
Portuguese. Yeah. Oh my God.
My grandmother.
Are you singularly Portugueses?
Oh, ah. Hey, are
like
you
American nooses?
I love it. Joe, can you hold on?
Yes.
Oh, well, we'll like call you back. I want to talk to you some more. We're not. It's not. I think this would be an interesting thing.
You guys have a good show, but sometimes it gets really boring, man, with your guys' personal issues.
All right, hang up on me.
I listen sometimes, but then sometimes you guys get too much, and I have to turn to another station.
I knew this was too good to be true, Joe. When you said we get too personal, what does that mean to you?
About your personal stuff. I don't want to hear about your personal stuff, man. I have my personal stuff too. Tell me some jokes. Tell me some news. Tell me some good stuff. Like sometimes you guys say some good jokes and I laugh and crack me, and people beside me on the road over here in Spartanburg look at me like, this guy's crazy, but I'm just laughing at your jokes.
So if
then when you get too personally,
yes,
about your own self, you know, it got like, I didn't need to know what kind of underwear you wear.
Who talks about their underwear? I don't know.
So if you heard like this right now, and then you heard us do another segment with, you know, do you think it's too much of like talking to you, or like if you were listening?
No, I kind of like to hear sometimes the guy then at the camera on a neighbor, or the guy that the parents moved to a cruise ship. You know, it's kind of interesting to know that. But
yes, you know, I got you. All right,
Joe, we love the feedback, man.
Joe, I do love the feedback.
Thank you. You're welcome. Okay. And I like you guys. It does sometimes get.
It sounds like you're straining the poo.
Yeah, mano.
All right, Joe, hold on a minute.
That comment. I'm sitting in the car. Make that comment. No,
you know, when
I'm
you say sitting, it sounds like a bad word. Hold on, Joe.
My goodness.
When you said cruise ship a minute ago, it sounded like a bad thing. It really did. Hold on.
This is the Rise Kids Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
Yeah, I got some bad news for you, buddy.
What?
Joe's no longer with us.
Oh, damn.
He died?
Was his connection did.
Oh.
Sorry, Joe.
His phone call did.
Yeah.
Let's go to Joe on a cruise ship in Florida.
I'm just as bad as anybody else with, like, I'll sometimes read an article, and I'll read it, and then I'll kind of go back and scan it, thinking, did a human being write this? I
like how you say it without a G, because
yeah, there's no G needed.
There's no human G being.
Human being. The it's kind of a fun, and I think I'm really figured it out. I can read it and tell if it's. I mean, I feel like I absolutely can. Now, if you like took it and like fed it through something and then changed a couple things to try to trick me up, you'd get me that way. But it's got telltale signs.
I get
that.
But anyway,
people were saying, that guy's not really from there, blah, blah, blah. Like, they were just, you know. I was using the point that, you know, when you see videos and stuff now, you know, you're thinking, oh, AI. Which, yeah, even before AI, like, if a, you know, a real, like, and I think women probably do this even more than men. But if they,
hook up, scissor, kiss.
Scissor. Hug. No, if they, you know, see a attractive woman online, I think they're like saying, you know, before AI was like airbrushed.
Yeah, it's either that or like, you know, gassing them up too much.
Yeah.
It's one or the other.
Or, they're using Adobe. Or they've got 14 stylists. Of course they look that hot.
It's a filter. Oh, she's filtered.
Yeah.
She used the filter.
I hate Joe. Call back. Gosh, what happened? Did your wife take your phone away from me?
We have so many questions.
So many questions.
And I was nervous at first, but he, you know, like, is he putting on an accent? Joe from overseas.
See, that's what people were saying on the on the text line.
He sounded like a Portuguese.
Let's get a Portuguese.
Portugaler. We had a couple fun questions, but, you know, I wanted to.
Well, it would need him to answer for sure.
Yeah. Or like, somebody else from, you know, Portugal or...
Well, I want to get a world map in here, and I want to put little pins when we get calls from people, see how many we can you know, hit. Not did you serve war there, your girlfriend's from there. I mean, like, you were born there. And this isn't some kind of reverse ICE thing, okay?
It's really not.
We're not going to, like, give the feds your phone number.
Why would we?
I think that's, like his kind of, you know, trepidation to say it. Matt, that's what I wanted to ask him. And in fact, what you were actually saying, you didn't get to your main question, is that, hey, can I do an impression of you?
Yeah, like, can we have, or can I have license to do the accent, the voice?
See, the only thing I'll say is, like, when I met Tommy Chong, you know.
You opened for him.
In front of a room of about 300 people. It wasn't a big thing.
It
was a big one?
Oh. It was at the... it was intimate.
The Charlotte Comedy Zone back in 2009.
It was at the Masonic Temple.
No, it was not.
Oh, that's fine.
No.
He's got the ring and the secret handshake.
I'm only 30 seconds.
Over the
shoulder. So, we were talking. I was like, yeah, my dad had some of your records. And then it's like, he's like, which one was it? I was like...
Up in Smoke.
What? No, but I was like, can I do the impression of you? He's like, yeah, of course you can. I was like, hey, man. Like that, you know.
I love that.
Well, then you find out that out Tommy Chong is Canadian.
Yeah, man.
Like, did you know that, Paige? Honestly,
no,
God.
I did not know. I thought he was
so
from L.A.
Here, you had a Canadian making American money pretending to be a Mexican.
Yeah. Guess what, Peckerwood? I got a surprise
Mexican
for you.
Mexican American! Is he back?
Joe's back!
Joe's back!
Joe, I'm glad you're back.
Okay.
Oh, well, let's just get right to it then.
Let's get to it.
A lot of people didn't even think you were real. How about that? That's wild, huh?
Gee, man, I beat myself and I hurt now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure what you said there, but I don't think it was bad. I don't. So, Fabboy, your question, lead with it. So it doesn't get at...
Now, look,
said what it was.
Okay, you know, I'll start with that one. Do I have permission from you, Joe, to, you know, do the impression? It could use some work, but I think my Spanish impression is not bad. It's just fun to do. I don't want to be offensive. So I want to ask you if I can use it.
I don't care. I'm not Spanish.
Okay.
See, here's the thing.
He's so
I feel
cute.
Like you kind of are a little bit. Like, you're right there beside each other.
You can't tell him what nationality. It's like Paige off there. It's like, could you imagine going up to a Japanese person and saying, are you Chinese? How offensive is
that? I mean,
well, how else are you going to know unless you ask?
If you walk a mile to the right, you're in Spain.
I mean, how would you, like, know, like, hey, are you from North or South Korea? Well, I'm here now. What do you think?
Okay, so I'm Polish, and I was talking to people from Russia. And
are you Canadian?
Oh, well, that's a good point, too.
What?
He asked if I was Canadian.
Oh, no. No, John Candy was.
He's
okay,
being funny.
So the other question, other than that, so we're okay to do the impression, man.
Do you have do you have a big wife?
What?
I was just curious.
Who?
Is that the question?
A what?
A big wife. I didn't know if you had a big wife, like, you know, big, like, you know, fat.
Yes.
Is that the question you wanted me to ask? I ran by you a couple.
That is an insult, man. My wife know that. She'll be drag you to the street in downtown Greenville. No, she's not.
Don't answer that one. You know, it's just those stereotype I'm trying to squash. Is all it is.
Why are you doing this, fat boy?
Why in the world? Okay, here's the real question. What is the biggest... Because certainly something...
Woman you've ever met.
No. No.
Don't answer.
No. What is the...
I love you, Joe.
Because, you know... Like,
I love you, too.
My mindset is I do want, like, everybody to, like, to get along with it. But what is something that is bad that maybe Americans do that maybe we don't realize that we're doing, that maybe we shouldn't do, that would, you know, not even offend you, but just kind of agitate you a little bit?
I think one of the things that it happens in Portugal, a lot of Americans are now going to Portugal because it's cheap living and a lot of coast, a lot of beach. It is that Americans think that money buys everything. I mean, everything. That's one of the pet peeves. Even over here, I see that, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I buy that. I don't. It's not for sale. No, how much you want? Everything is a price. Give me the price. No, it's not for sale. Which part you didn't got it of is not for sale?
Well, I never thought of that before.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
Some things are priceless.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Hey,
you must like
my
dress too. Well or whatever. Like people are like trying to like buy your clothes and your watch and maybe your car or whatever. That's interesting to me.
Joe has style.
Yeah.
Yeah. I burned through my two questions, Joe. I'm good. Big women okay. and the impersonations.
Right. Let me ask you this, and certainly this is not to be insulting at all, but like did. Before you met your wife who lived here, did you ever have any kind of want or desire to come here to the U.S.?
No.
No? Okay.
Really?
Okay.
That's it. Sweet.
So you know what, boy, I tell you what, I'd have to meet the woman of my dreams. I'm not even kissing your ass right now, Joseph. If I met a woman, let's say, from any other country, and she's like, I want you to come live with me. I'd be like, that's a sign right there.
Like a big Austrian bitch. Like, yeah, well, don't like you come over here and live with me, Matman.
Yeah, I couldn't. So, Joe, you love this woman, do you not?
That's so sweet.
Yes, I do. See, one of the things that you guys don't understand is because you guys born over here, live over here, and some of you never get out from downtown Greenville, you know. So, is that... over his opportunity. So yeah. We decided, okay, if you go to Portugal, we have a better life, relax, you know, have a cup of coffee in the afternoon, have that appetizer in the evening before go for dinner at home and all that stuff, go to the beach, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But beach. For your kids, you know, they have opportunities. So my kids both went to college, everything paid for because they are straight A students, you know. So I think that other countries don't have that.
Ah.
How old are you, Joe?
That's too personal.
Okay. Very good.
You might have been here longer than I've been alive, you know. I don't know.
Who knows? He doesn't care about your personal stuff. He doesn't care how old you are.
You know, Joe, it's not about who's real to your face. It's who stays loyal behind your back.
It is.
God.
That's okay.
That's a good... Write that down.
Yeah.
That was very good.
Maybe I'll Instagram it.
You will.
All right, Joe. Thank you. Hey, Joe, you call more, okay?
I listen to you guys. Don't get too bored, man. I listen to you guys.
Hey, Mano!
Thank all you, right. Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
You take care. You all guys right. take care. I have to go.
All right, we're adios.
Calling. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Au revoir.
People still don't think he's real.
How would you not?
I don't know. Like, they... I don't know. I was kind of, you know, kind of leery at first because you don't want to have somebody come on to perpetuate something and then it turns out like, oh, it's a roast beef between your legs. You don't want that kind of situation.
I said, I'm going to ask this question. And you were like, yeah, that's a good one. Do that one.
I really thought you were joking.
I think he's honorable to love somebody and make a life.
I wasn't even kidding about that. Like, you imagine you're
a real man.
You're on a cruise. First of all, the way he describes Portugal, I want to go. It's just like they don't work or anything.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Like
there.
They just, yeah, but like,
I guess not.
God, yeah, but like somebody's got to work and do something. I mean, like,
but it's real pretentious if you always go to Europe. Like, okay, we get it, you flex. It's, you know, it's real bougie.
But whatever. Even saying Europe, like that's they even saying I'm going to Europe. This, yeah,
I'm going to Europe.
You're going to Europe. Let's narrow it down a little bit. Where are you going? What part of Europe?
Like, you know, are you going to go run with the bulls? What are you going to do? You going to chase the wagon and cheese wheel down the hill?
Go to Italy and Portugal.
Because Rob's done all that stuff. Call Rob.com.
Oh, yeah. He didn't do the big bloodletting thing, though, which was crazy. Do you see that? That was scary, boy.
What now?
That's over in, Paige, Google search and correct me on this. I think it was Spain. They did some kind of religious, I don't want to call it ritual, but some kind of tradition, let's say, where they slaughtered a bunch of bulls.
Oh, I can't.
Oh, really?
And then it started raining real hard afterwards.
Oh, God.
And it like flooded the streets.
I think you're getting that confused with the latest episode of Dutton Ranch.
Where they kill all the
bulls.
That's real. And it started raining so hard, and like the streets were like covered in like, I mean, it looked like that's something terrible. from Left Behind.
Streets of Blood.
It was weird, man. But it was.
I can't Google that. That'd make
sense. You're a puss.
Yes, I am. It's abused animal.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.